Howdy, this is your mind ranting. Sorry if the audio sounds a little bit garbled. I am actually recording this in my car. I have been working nonstop and I haven't really had a chance to sit down and really podcast for very long. Sure, I could probably podcast while I'm laying down or as I'm getting ready for the day. But, you know, just my phone is constantly ringing, even if I hit do not disturb. It's just been very hectic this week. A lot of health problems in the family. So I'm just doing the best I can. So I am finding some peace and quiet here in the car and just wanted to do a little bit of a check-in. I do apologize. I haven't been able to record on Wednesday. I know I did that last week. And it's starting to get a little annoying for me, especially because it's knocking down my consistency. And it's funny because I do my best to write every single day, and I have a note in my phone to say that I need to rant in a podcast at least twice a week. So in the meantime, this is gonna count for today's podcast episode. My willpower has been kicking a lot of ass recently, especially being able to stay up pretty late now. And by late, I mean 11 o'clock, but I mean, I'm up from like 6:45 to 11 o'clock, which is still probably not all that too crazy, but this is coming from someone who's used to being out by like 9 or 10 o'clock. So an extra hour. And then being up so early once again. And this was a new regimen for me because I'm not going to lie, for the last couple months, I have been snoozing to about 8 or 9 o'clock. I wake up, get a little bit of that sunlight in my eyes, get some water, and then I'll start writing. Or sometimes I won't write until later in the day, and then I'll just kind of lollygag. And this just goes to show you that honestly, consistency, keeping notes to yourself, sometimes they just don't work. And it's just like you get deathly reminders like, hey, you need to get things done or you are going to screw yourself over. I mean, it happens. It sometimes things just get in the way. Our time just gets filled up with a bunch of things. But we still have to commit to either the volume or the quality of work that we have to put out. I mean, there's no way around it. Even if the world is about to meet its inevitable end, I will probably find a way to write or expand my mind just a little bit more. So, I mean, like I said, it's been quite hectic, but, you know, my willpower and my mental capacity has blessed me with great strength. I don't know how much more I can ask. I do apologize if some guy's in the back beeping. I'm not sure what that guy's on about. But, yeah, it's been a hell of a ride just this week alone. I'm finally going to probably get into the rhythm of things. It really is chaotic. And I don't know if I stressed this before. If you're on the younger side, I mean, just get through school as quickly as possible. Even if you're not into the whole formal education or upper higher education thing. I mean, still find a way to knock out as much self-education as you can at a very young age. I think one of the many regrets, and I do not regret getting married, one of the many regrets that I have is that there was a short time from where I got out of high school and then I got married that I didn't focus on getting my stuff together. And I'm not going to say I'm paying for it now. It is quite a journey, especially being, you know, a full-time, you know, worker, full-time content creator, podcaster. I finally can embrace that, thank God. And then just overall, you know, still having, you know, a ton of responsibilities in the household, even though sometimes I lack in completing those. It has been quite the difficult adventure, so to speak. And this is why my willpower has to be really, really strong. Right now, my feet are killing me. This is probably the craziest week I've had in quite some time. I would love to take a nap, but I feel like I could do a lot more work. I should do a lot more work. I have certain goals and certain measures I definitely want to meet. Especially being able to put out a podcast, at least once a week. And hopefully making it as high quality as possible. And just, you know, it makes sense for me to give out this update and, you know, just do it while you're young, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to barely turn 20 and, you know, probably the pot belly up in the front and the sluggish nature and not eating the best might have something to do with it. I think really that's probably the reason why I'm so sluggish at this age. But after a while, I know my energy levels are going to really dip and I might have to rely on that dreaded coffee or even Mio or, you know, artificial sweeteners, that sort of stuff. So just knock everything out as soon as you can. That way in your 30s and your 40s, you're not having to, you know, work so hard, but you're working a little bit smarter. Okay, that was a pretty huge chest dump. Wait, that's a huge load off my chest. You know what? I don't care for that saying, a huge load off my chest. That's just weird. But anywho, that's probably going to be it for today's episode. Like I mentioned, this is just an update. As I mentioned, I do apologize if the audio is just crazy sounding. Yeah, I'm in my car. This is been probably the last few minutes of peace that I've had in quite some time, and I will do my absolute best to once again stay consistent every Wednesday and Friday. If I can't do Wednesdays, I'll definitely do Fridays. One of those 2 days, an episode of This Is Your Mind Ranting will come out, come hell or high water. Even if I perish next week, let me knock on some wood. There's no real wood here, right? So I'm just knock on the window right here on my driver's side. Even if I am to perish next week, somehow I'll figure out how to get the podcast going. Maybe I'll have my cat just purr into a microphone. Ask my wife to set that up. I'm sure she'll be fine with it. Or if not, hopefully I've written enough material where people can be, they could use a voice generator to create it. And yeah, that's all there really is to it. Actually, I wanted to try one of those episodes, pretty soon. I'm going to use, I think it's VoiceOver AI. I'm on a basic plan for that. I'm going to type up some stuff, maybe create a script and then have my voice do it just for shits and giggles. And see what the fuss is all about. Normally I would be creeped out by that, but I can see the utility for something like that. Maybe for, you know, a voice memo. But didn't think about it for doing an entire podcast on it, you know, especially with that whole deep fake story that came out a few years ago on the, the Radiolab podcast, that I had listened to. Yeah, that one was creepy. And then hearing that AI and now GPT-4 is coming out, should make for quite an interesting story. So might actually do one of those, full-on voiceover AI scripts, and, let's see what comes out of it. I'll definitely give you guys a forewarning when that episode is going to come up, and then give you a little bit of context on how that came together. So just a few things coming up. Also, I don't know if I mentioned, I do have the website. The website is still, feel like I've been dragging on that for some time, and maybe I might shut it down just until I get a good foot on everything else. It's just one less thing off my plate. But it, you know, we'll do what we can to keep it high quality, for the foreseeable future, or we might just close it down and then just open it up again soon. Okay. That's all there is to it, ladies and gentlemen. Mi querido gente, thank you very much. I will catch you guys next week. Be sure to enjoy your weekend. I definitely will. It sucks that I got to do some more walking on Sunday, but you know what? I'm going to have some tasty boysenberry over at Knott's. Might do a little bit of a review on that. Might crap on it. Might say some good things about it. Who knows? We'll see. So until then, adios.